Welcome to the San Diego News Fix. I'm Christy Totten. The Del Mar Fairgrounds could be getting a makeover. Tuesday, the state institution that governs the land voted to hire a consultant to come up with ideas. UT Business reporter Jennifer Van Grove has been covering the story. Hi, Jen. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Okay, give me some background here. Why does the 22nd District Agricultural Association Board, that was a mouthful, want to redevelop this land? And also, why do they govern this land?
Yeah, so I think to answer the first question, it all comes down to money, but more importantly, survival. So the 22nd District Agricultural Association, which like you said, is a mouthful, it exists as one of 52 state agencies that were formed to promote local farming and agricultural education through annual fairs and expositions. And so what we see here in San Diego is the San Diego County Fair. So this state agency exists primarily to put on this fair. And this fair happens to be the way that the agency survives. So it's a self-funded agency. It does not collect taxes. So the only way that it can exist is to generate revenue. And the fair, at least for 2023, but it's pretty consistent in all the years going back, the fair is the primary revenue driver. So specifically in 2023, the fair is going to account for something like 64%. Let me, it's in my story, 64% of all revenue for the year. So if the fair goes away because of an act of God, which we know can happen, then the revenue goes away, and then the organization itself is going to crumble. And so there was this existential crisis back in 2020 when there was no fair that kind of motivated the board and the agency to go down deeper into this, what's known as a strategic planning effort, to kind of figure out how they can profit from the asset that they have. And the asset is massive. It's 324 acres of land, 212 of which are right along the coast, right? Most people know the fairgrounds campus. But there's also 48 acres right across the street from the fairground campus where there's a driving range. It's called the Surf and Turf Facilities. There's a tennis club. There's an RV park. And then 2 miles east of that, there's another 64-acre area called the Del Mar Horse Park, which is not in use right now. It's a horse park facility, but it's about to reopen, I think, this summer. But all together, you have 324 acres. And so the fairgrounds board is kind of recognizing that they're in this position to better use this land that they have. And the way to make more money on the land is to, build on top of it.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, this is a huge piece of land. There are a ton of possibilities there. So they've just hired this consultant. What are some options they might come up with?
Well, the consultant is London Mater Advisors, and they're very well known here in San Diego. They're a frequent partner to public agencies as well as private developers. They know the market really well. So what they're going to do is they're going to analyze what the market wants, and the market being, is this a good time to build housing? Is this the right place to build housing? Is this the right place for hotels? Is that, is that market coming back? Is this the right place for office space? Is this the right place for new sports and entertainment venues? So, and of course, more retail. So there's a lot of options, and this firm is going to kind of look at everything, but not just look at it from, what could we build here? They're going to attach financial models, what's known as pro formas, to these ideas, and then, in about 12 months, come back with some very specific recommendations on what the land could support. And I assume they'll also look at, it's some of the land is very complicated and environmentally sensitive and probably can't be built on. So they'll have to take that into consideration as well.
Will the public be on the hook to pay for any of this? And does the public, or will we have a chance to weigh in the future?
Well, so this is super early in the process, right? So we're at kind of the first step in what's going to be a multi-year planning effort. So London Mater is coming in. They're going to do the analysis. They're going to pass the recommendations off to the board. What the board does with that, we don't know. Presumably, this information will lay the groundwork for a master planning effort. And that is, usually a multi-year effort. And in any sort of master planning effort, the public is always invited in to provide feedback. As far as, will the public have to pay for any of this? it's way too early in the process to know. That won't be decided until, you know, there's a brand new master plans for the full fairgrounds property. And then there's, you know, some sort of development team that's selected to do something, but we're still years off from that.
Gotcha. Okay. So you said in about a year, the consultants will come back with some options for the Agricultural Association to look over. I mean, any other things to watch or anything else you'd like to say about this?
I think for most people, you know, it might be a little jarring to think that the Del Mar Fairgrounds that they've known, you know, if they've lived here in San Diego, they're super familiar with, might be radically changed. But I would say that, you know, while radical change is likely on the horizon, it's not coming anytime soon. And if the fair goes away, so does this state agency, right? So the state agency exists to put on the fair. So realistically, they're not going to make any sort of decision that's going to jeopardize the fair itself. So if you love the San Diego County Fair, it's certainly not going anywhere in the interim and likely not in the future either. What happens with horse raising, however, is a big question mark. And then, you know, what this land will eventually look like is also another big question mark, but it could be alarming and or just exciting depending on where you come down on things.
Okay. Jennifer Van Grove, business reporter at the UT. Thanks so much.
Thank you.